Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which has a new episode up on YouTube. Go check it out. It's really fun. And joining me is the hilarious and wonderful Ronnie Karam of the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast. Hey, Ronnie, what's going on?
Well, hello, Benjamin Alino.
Hi.
You doing, honey pie?
I'm just podcasting with you, very excitedly. We're going to be recapping Summer House today. And tonight, don't miss it, we are doing our quarantine live show. We were supposed to be doing a show tonight in Salt Lake City, but unfortunately, we had to postpone that because of coronavirus. So we are still determined to do a live show. We are going to do it on Instagram Live. Our Instagram Live is at Watch What Crappens. You should follow us anyway. And that's going to be at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. And we are going to be recapping The Real Housewives of New Jersey. It'll be a live show for everyone. So come tune in for that. Distract yourselves for an hour, and who knows, how maybe an hour and a half. Who knows? There's so much that could happen. And also, by the way, we've had to postpone our April shows in Charleston, Orlando, Madison, and Oklahoma City. Your tickets will be honored once we find new dates for those shows. And if you can't make the new dates, you can get a refund at the point of purchase for your tickets. That's the big news. We also have a big bonus episode that we posted this week about Love is Blind. Check that out at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. Go get our merch. Go to watchcrappens.com for all that stuff. And let's get into it. Let's get into some Summer House. Okay, Ronnie, you up for that?
Yeah, I'm down, baby.
Yeah. So this episode, you know, I mean, Summer House is so good. I can't believe how good Summer House is. And last week was such a hilarious episode. And it ended with a cliffhanger, a quote-unquote cliffhanger, of Carl and Luke getting into a fight because Luke said he asked Sarah out to go rock climbing. And Carl was like, you can't do that, bro. You can't do that. Like, what, you're going to ask her to go rock climbing? Like, seriously? Bro.
Bro, rock climbing? What the hell, bro? You're a fifth brencher. What was he saying?
Dude, you're a fifth liner. You're a fucking fifth liner. I mean, you're a bender. You bended, guy. You're bended. You're a fucking bended, guy.
You're a bender. You're a stringer. You're a stringer on a bender. You're a bent string. Yeah. Stringy bent bend.
Yeah.
What the hell?
JV.
Look at this guy.
Yeah. Yeah. And Jordan's like, he's asking you about your intentions to Sarah. Sort of reminds me about the time when I found Sidney Poitier and I said, what are your intentions with my best friend, Elizabeth Taylor?
Yeah, it's like the time I met Mrs. Garrett from Facts of Life and I had my penis inside of her ear and I said, what are your intentions with Natalie? I'd love to put my penis in her ear. And then Natalie came over and she sat on my nose and then I put my penis inside of Tootie's ear and then it went soft again. God, even though my fantasies, it goes soft. What the heck?
It really reminds me of that time I was hanging out with Justine Bateman and I was like, are you really serious about Nick? Because I want to get serious about you, so I'm going to put my penis in your hip, and you're going to tell me how you like it until I get soft again.
And Carl's like, why is he asking out Sarah when he's trying to finger Hannah? It's like, what is it with this cast in fingering?
Yeah, I don't think there was any expression of wanting to finger Hannah. I think you're the only one who's wanted to finger anyone, and you did it awkwardly without even kissing.
What is that? So Kyle's like, hey, man, listen, man. I brought you into this group, and now you're going to fight with my buddy? Come here, man. I'm like, yeah, you brought a hot male model into the house, and you triggered Carl. This is your fault, okay? And Carl's the one attacking Luke. You leave my poor little innocent Luke alone. He went deep-sea fishing through ice.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like, bad news, guys. Luke is generally well-regarded by the audience, so you're going to lose this one with the audience for now until Luke inevitably does something really douchey and then we all hate him. But for right now, he's doing surprisingly very well with us. So Carl's like, yeah, I mean, he's trying to fuck Hannah and then DM a girl which he met through me. Like, dude, I don't trust this guy at all. I'm like, you're Carl. Okay, Carl, you're Carl. Do you realize this is what you do to every woman every season? Carl.
Yeah.
Carl.
So Kyle pulls Luke aside, and Luke is like, "Dad, I thought Carol was dating Lindsay, all right? I wasn't really clear on that one. But if, you know, I guess even if he was single, I'd probably try and date her, not gonna lie." Ha, ha, ha!
Luke, I'm literally trying to be a mediator here as the CEO of Loverboy, which is available soon in Southampton Social, fingers crossed. I just want to say that you do not have the friendship and trust of Carl to just be like, "No, don't worry, dude. I was just going to take her out on a rock climbing date," where you can look at her camel toe and be like, to the left, am I right, Loverboy, for sale soon."
And Luke talks like a little boy. He gets in this little boy whine. He's like, "But I'm not trying to date her. I'm not."
"No, I'm not trying to." I also like the idea of Kyle saying that Luke doesn't have the friendship and trust of Carl. Like, Carl is some, you know, sacred, vaunted character who you must earn his trust. I mean, since when does anyone care about Carl's trust? He literally has no trust with anyone or anything in the world. Not even his white pants trust him.
"But he's tall." So Carl's like, "Come on, bro. We're going out." And Luke's like, "Well, I'm not going out. This is ridiculous. I'm done talking about it. But guess what I'm not done? Singing about it." "Got yelled out of the button, kid, feeling all the..." It's like, "Please put down the guitar, Luke. Okay, put down
Luke,
the guitar."
"That is a paper,
sir.
Cup. It's not a guitar. You should..." No, you're not. Please stop strumming that paper cup. Thank you. We are closing.
So then back with the girls struggling to have, like, the wackiest girl night they have. Amanda's like, "I'm not a bottom bitch. Sorry. I had to be on top of the pyramid, Kyle."
Yeah. And Lindsay's like, "Sometimes I'm a top bitch and sometimes I'm a bottom bitch. Sorry." But of course, we don't realize that they're talking about making a pyramid at first. We just think they're trying to be gay men. But they are making a pyramid. And of course, Paige is on top, because that's pretty much how it always works out. Paige winds up at the top of the pyramid.
I know. I love that in even on girls' night, people are trying to insist they're not bottoms. Okay. It's like, it's an Andy Cohen pyramid.
Yeah, pretty much.
So Hannah's like, "Now what we're going to do is raid the guy's underwear drawer, because we're girls."
I was like, why would you ever want to raid Carl's underwear?
That's disgusting. I know. Like... think about these boys and then think about their underwear. And Paige has the best idea. She goes, "Let's poop in everyone's bathroom. That's what we should do." So they decide they're going to dress like the boys, and they do. And so Danielle, sorry,
yeah.
Dan. I was like, who? Danielle is like, "I'm Carl at night, and you can be Carl in the day, Paige." And Paige goes, "Yeah, that's the plan." Stupid.
Stupid part-timer. How'd you enjoy the subway getting here? So Paige is like, "We have to find the tightest jeans that we can find," which, again, not hard, considering that Carl has jeans that are, like, normally made to fit a Playmobil toy, right? That he somehow squeezes into.
Yeah, but he keeps wearing them. How have those white pants and the white shorts stayed? I mean, it's like season 4, dude. How poor are you, okay? I'm not poor shaming you. I'm job shaming you. Get a real job. You cannot keep wearing white jeggings. You're not Yolanda Foster, Carl.
Yeah, I feel like Carl is probably dealing with this quarantine very easily. He's doing exactly what he always does. Just sits at home and just, like, strums his body hair.
So they're imitating the boys. And Lindsay comes in Luke clothes, in his pirate clothes. And so Hannah's like, "Oh, my God, you're hot." She's like, "Wait, Lindsay's going to make out with me for the first time." And so Lindsay jumps her, and they do make out. And Hannah's like, "That actually was hot, but now that I'm single, like, I'm really ready to enjoy the real Luke."
Yeah, and they're saying all sorts of funny things. Like, Hannah's dressed as daytime Jordan at one point, and she goes, "Berries, berries." And then Paige's daytime Carl is like, "I promise I'm going to text you. I promise I'll text you." And then Jules dresses up as Kyle and goes, "Do you know that I changed the flavor of Loverboy?" And then Paige is dressed up as Carl and goes, "I lost my job 45 times, but it's not a big deal because you're hot. You're hot. You're hot."
So then Amanda calls Kyle wasted, and he's like, hey, there was a massive blowout with Carl and Luke. It's fucking nuts. And she's like, oh my God, I'm going to talk about it with Luke. Luke, I just heard you got into a fight with Carl, Kyle. And he's like, yeah, he came at me real hard about some girl he's trying to date. And Lindsay's standing in the kitchen. She's like, and she just walks out all she's defeated. Like,
yeah.
She's... Can I even enjoy girls, man?
So then we have like various things are happening. Luke and Hannah start talking, and he's like, I'm not surprised it didn't work out with Armand, mainly because he seemed to be in the witness protection program and was not very well hidden because he was on camera a lot too. So he probably got killed off. Oh, well, that's too bad.
Yeah. She's like, well, I'm single now, so we're going to make out. And he's like, I only date girls who have boyfriends, huh?
And then Paige is doing that annoying thing where she calls Perry and goes, hey, I just wanted to hear your voice. Hey. Like,
hey.
No, I don't like that, Paige. No. Listen to your friends' voices instead.
So Amanda gets Kyle's voicemail. She tries calling him again. And it's like, oh, hi, this is Kyle. Just changed the flavor to Lover Boy. All right, beep. And he's like, oh, my God, look. We see Kyle in the club. Sorry, this show goes so...
Kyle, yeah, because Kyle's
back
at Southampton
Social. So Kyle's in the club, and he's talking to some blonde girl, and he's like, oh my God, it's Loverboy Hard Tea on the menu of Hampton Social!
Yeah. And then Amanda's leaving voicemails like, if you don't come home right now, Kyle, I'm leaving you for someone else. And then she calls again and again, and it's like 15 calls. She's called 15 times. Then we see, he's like, partying, partying, Loverboy, Loverboy. It's like, call 17, call 19. And then she calls Carl. She's like, Carl, where the fuck is my fiance? Carl, where is he? Where is he? And Luke is like, Amanda, as a hot person, I'm telling you this right now. Stop calling him.
No, it's bullshit. He cheated on me, and he has to call me back, and he cheated on me. And he goes, okay. It's a hot person who also understands women. You're right. And it's like, I get these DMs and say, Kyle's cheating on you, and I saw him with this chick like all night. So it's so fucking annoying.
Would you like me to sing a guitar song that I can play on my guitar to you to make you feel better? Okay, I'll take that as a yes. Blue
Call
Jays. 28. Blue Jays flying in woods. They fly to the trees like me. Do that feel, you feel better now, Amanda? Huh?
I met a blue jay once. It's like, oh, God, Jordan, get your dick out of my song, please. Jeez. Oh, this isn't soft rock, all right? Get out of here. So Hannah's like, I just want to shake her. And Paige is like, yeah, if my boyfriend was out drunk, not answering my calls, I would freak the fuck out, all right? And so they hear the boys coming home. And Kyle, of course, is like, starving. Yeah. Every time he comes home, he has to binge, which is my favorite thing about Kyle, I have to say.
Yeah, so he finds some cookies or something from Milk Bar, and he goes, Milk Bar, what? And Amanda comes in and just, like, slaps his hand and grabs the Milk Bar stuff and puts it in the fridge. He goes, it's not yours. And he goes, ow. And she's like, why didn't you return my...
He, like, drops his jaw on the ground. He's like, oh.
He's like, can't believe... He's not getting to get that Milk Bar food. So so she's like, why don't you call me back? And he's like, well, we thought we were heading home. She's like, so you didn't text me to say we're coming home, Kyle? He goes, no, because that wasn't top of mind. So then she's like, my fiance doesn't even pick up my phone calls. And upstairs, Hannah's like, what's all the back and forth? Like, just say you're fucking sorry, okay? This isn't tennis. Back and forth. Tennis. Ratchet.
And Jordan's like following Kyle around, which is kind of fun. Jordan's like really struggling very hard to be like cool
sexual.
And it's kind of cute, you know. Yeah. He's making an effort. So then Kyle and Amanda are just fighting all over the house, basically.
Yeah.
And
he's rambling.
He's like no sex, and now he's just talking to himself. He's like, no sex, no fucking love, no fucking anything. It's bullshit. I'm out here working to sell a product. What are you doing? Fucking nothing. Ever since I get engaged, I don't have sex. I don't do anything. I'm a case damnable. Carl's like, bro, come on, all right.
And Kyle's like, I literally did nothing wrong. I'm like, you actually literally did something wrong. She was being crazy, but you know she gets crazy. So answer the fucking call or text her and say, if you see that she's drunk and she's feeling paranoid about something, text her and say, hey, babe, I'm at the club. Can't call right now. We just did a deal. I'll hit you up in like 20 minutes or something. Like, I don't know. Like, just say anything. So you did do something wrong because you knew she called you 30 times.
Yeah. And Carl's like, settle down. Fucking go to bed. I was like, says the guy who was just screaming fifth bencher or whatever the hell. And like throwing your drink because somebody wanted to go rock climbing with some fitness instructor.
Exactly. So Amanda's now with Kyle in the living room. And she's like, stop being such a child. Which she says in like the most childlike way. And he goes, I don't want to talk to you. Get out of my fucking face. And she goes, do you want to be single? Yeah. Then I could have my own milk bar cookies.
Think, well, you better remember that tomorrow, Kyle. Do not black out right now and then forget. And he's like, I work so fucking hard. And he throws a pillow.
He throws a pillow.
And he tells her he passes it, and he's like, fuck you.
So fucking sick of this shit. And Hannah upstairs goes, he has anger management issues.
Yeah, because Hannah and Paige are just lying in bed listening to the whole fight like, I don't like this. Like, yeah. This is totally wrong.
They're basically like us. If we were like sitting in a bed together, Ronnie, at the summer house, it's like us making little comments. They're basically like live podcasting their fight.
Yeah, except I'd be brushing your hair.
I'd be like, Ronnie, what do you think about what they're saying down there?
I'd be like, I hear food. I'll be back. I just hear Carl chewing. I'm like, I'm out of here.
You come back with like an ice pack on your hand. You're like, Amanda slapped me away from the milk bar cookies.
I did like that Amanda tried to take over the judgment balcony, though, while Kyle and Carl were talking downstairs. She walked onto Steven's judgment balcony like, I'm going to judge you from up here. So then Hannah, so Kyle's naked now, and he's just, like, walking around the room, like, fuck this, fucking goddammit, and Amanda's like, Kyle, crying in bed. Great path, guys, you're still on a great path.
And Jules is trying to have sex with Jordan, and he's like, Jules, no, not now. She goes, that's annoying. I can't get aroused now. I unfortunately blew my load earlier this evening when I was masturbating, thinking of memories of going down the La Seine River in France with Julia Ormond, my former girlfriend, and we had such a great time back then. I would say, let's go on the Gâteau Mouche, and she said, sure, and then I would have sex with her on a chair while drinking red wine from the Loire region of France. It was amazing.
Boy, you got me yucking up. You got me yucking up. So they're playing this peppy song, and Amanda just gets out of bed and just looks at Kyle like, So then Luke and Kyle are in the kitchen, and it's really awkward, and Lindsay comes in, and she's like, Kyle, you look like you're gonna cry, Kyle. You okay, Kyle?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I'm always in the wrong, so I'm gonna apologize for not taking the high road, apparently. I'm like, yes. Yes, you should. And Kyle's like, I regret how things escalated, but I was so excited, I just, you know, got Loverboy into Southampton Social. I'm like, you got Loverboy into Southampton Social, and you were excited, so why don't you want to text your boo about that? Why don't you want to text her, especially since she's also on your team? Shouldn't you let her know, hey, great news, we got into Southampton Social? Like, that's like, of all the excuses, that's the worst one. That's even more reason why you should reach out to Amanda.
Oh, God, how can you get this fired up? Like, break up. Just break up. Just you break two up. Are annoying. It's been 4 years of this. Just break up. I can't take it. For the sake of your future children, just divorce now, please.
Please. But so Kyle's like, he basically says he was ignoring his phone because he was pushing the product and she was, you know, annoying the shit out of him the entire night. So, like, so that means you did see the messages, which meant that you could have texted. It's like, either you were away from your phone, which is why you didn't respond, or she was annoying the shit out of you with all her messages, so you were by your phone. So one of those.
Yeah, he probably saw 29 calls and was like, "Oh fuck that!" Like, I mean, I'm not gonna go home, and I'm not gonna fight. You know.
Yeah.
So then Luke is in the kitchen with Lindsay and. She's like, where's Carl? He's like, I don't know. Maybe he went out. She's like, did he go to Barry's? He's like, why aren't you going? And he's like, well, I figured I shouldn't go because I'd probably get accused of hitting on a girl or something. So I was like, fuck it. Yeah. And so Carl comes in. He's like, oh, Barry's? Oh, you're going to go to Barry's? Oh.
Yeah. He's like, I'm so pissed at Luke for hitting on a girl that I'm clearly pursuing. I mean, why the hell does he not understand that? That's, like, not okay to do. It's, like, not cool of him to pursue a girl that I'm pursuing while I'm dating another girl. That's, like, totally not cool.
So then Lindsay is talking to Danielle, and she's like, oh my god, I'm so happy you were next to me when I woke up. And Danielle's like, there's daytime, Carl, and, like, I love you both, but, like, I'm glad you tried it out, and, like, it didn't work. So that was great for me. Worked out great for me.
And daytime Carl is basically Carl walking by the pool with a towel wrapped around his neck going, hey, did you see my new scarf? Yeah. Yeah, I got a new scarf. Yeah.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Take the magic of Disney's Frozen 2 with you anywhere.
It began with two sisters.
Into the unknown.
See Frozen 2 first on digital download.
Into the unknown.
The number one animated film of all time.
Promise me we do this together, okay?
I promise.
Watch instantly on all your devices, at home or on the go.
I believe in you, Elsa, more than anyone or anything.
Disney's Frozen 2, available to download and keep now on Apple TV.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Socarellis.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Let's run some errands with Emily Orange.
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ava Nagila Weber.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day, you're out.
The Bay Area betches. Betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We like her more than a smidge. It's Kelly Cartledge.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchel.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sage.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Bender. Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Kelly Stomp, the Stump Master.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
And she ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
We love you guys.
Hannah's in her room with Paige, and she's like, let me show you the secret to great abs. And she's just, like, slathering makeup on her abs.
So Lindsay is, like, very determined to have a great day today. It's going to be a great, great day, because she's just starting to separate friendship and romance with Carl. And today is going to be great.
Just going to be great. She's, like, pointing in the mirror with Danielle. Is this that part?
No, this is just them by the pool. I was just saying that. Okay. I mean, it's hard to tell. They're all over this house. So then Kyle and Amanda are talking, and Kyle's like, Amanda, I say things that I regret when I'm heated, like your guacamole sucks, so I'm sorry.
And she's like, yeah. So then Luke comes in. Hannah and Paige are talking about what a disaster that relationship is. And Luke comes in. He's like, oh, you want to go in the bank, Hannah? She's like, yeah. And Paige is like, oh, well, I guess that our conversation is over now, so thanks for that. And he's like, you want to come, little one? She's like, no. And he's like, come on. She's like, no. And she just stares at him with a dirty look, and she tells us, Luke knows he's good looking, and two, he knows he's charming. That is a deadly combination. You should always date a guy that's partially bald so you can hold it over his head and he'll do whatever you want. Perry? I'm just thinking about you and your cute bald spot. Okay, yeah, I'll be home soon.
Yes, I just want to hear the sound of your voice. Okay, great. For a moment, I thought that was a goose, but it's your voice. You know what else is a deadly combination? This belt and these shoes, which I found in a dumpster behind a Jones fabric.
What a waste of an Insta.
So Hannah and Luke get on the motorcycle because they're all going to lunch. So Hannah and Luke are on the motorcycle, and then the car, everyone else is driving, and Carl's like, I think motorcycles are dangerous. So, yeah. putting it on the record.
So jealous.
He's God, so Carl. Jealous.
So they all get to the restaurant, and Amanda's sitting with the girls instead of Kyle. He's like, "You're okay without me, Amanda?" And she's like, yeah. And Paige says, it's fine. She has me. So then we order. I can't believe these people eat like this. How do these monsters eat steak tacos, cheese quesadillas, and still look like they do?
Because they go to Barry's, bro. So, yeah, that's why I woke up to go to Barry's, you know, because it's like I got my workout on and see, get my, I want to get the Simply PB shake again, please. Thank you. Oh, thank you. So, Luke shows up. Luke and Hannah shows up. Luke is all sweaty because he's been riding his motorcycle in the middle of the summer. So he's like a sweaty mess at the restaurant, which is not a great look. Although, I mean, you know, he's a model, so he can do anything. But they're asking him how fast they went. And Hannah's like, well, I could tell that he wanted to go faster, but I was like, take it slowly, baby. Take it slowly. And Paige is like, sounds like your guys' relationship. Zing. Zing. Hey, Perry. I zinged. Perry.
And Carl's like, have you kissed? Have you kissed the guy who has no regard for your safety? Have you done that yet?
Yeah, what was that like when the guy that you thought was awesome tried to kill you today on a motorcycle? Have you kissed him because of that? Yeah, not jealous. Not jealous at all.
And Jules like, well, I have... Or Jules, did I say Jules?
She's yeah,
like,
Jules.
I have to say it, like, girls' night was fun. Like, Amanda, we made some progress in our relationship. And Amanda's like, yeah, Truth was a really fun game. That sent me into a spiral and made me think my boyfriend was cheating on me, which is why I called him 29 times and freaked.
Yeah, Amanda, I just want to say, I feel like we made so much progress with our friendship. Like, for instance, when you said you would choose me to die in a burning building because you don't trust me, that was great. I felt like we got so much closer. So much closer when you said that. I was going to get you a gift, but the store I went to didn't take Apple Pay. So here, have some invisible jewelry.
So Lindsay gets up to go pee, and Kyle's like, all right, Carl. He's like, all right, Carl, what's up with Sarah? Did you make out, or like, is it straight for the V? Or are you gonna make out with her, or is it straight for the V? And Carl's like, she's smoking hot, she's single, and Danielle goes, who? And he's like, the Barry's trainer. I'm trying to get her to, like, come next weekend. Like, we can go rock climbing. Yeah, we can go rock climbing.
Yeah, yeah. All I gotta say is I've lubed up my finger. That's what I'm saying. And Paige is like, every time I think Carl is gonna come out on top and prove everyone wrong, he just does another Carl thing. He's just like, so Carl. Carl's like, So then the thing is, so after they're done with lunch, they sort of like go, there's I guess a backyard area of this place where they're just like hanging out and drinking. So Paige goes up to Lindsay and asks how things are with Carl. And Lindsay's like, I'm predicting my heart. And she's like, oh, that's great. So just so you know, Carl is planning to invite that Sarah girl to come to the house next weekend. And I guess maybe she's going to be making a Simply PB shake. I don't know. I wasn't really sure about what he was talking about.
To bring a girl to the house the week after, you better hide the knives. She's like, call me crazy, but if this girl comes into my house, it's gonna be like, Red Rover, let Sarah come over, and I'm not gonna be pretty.
I was like, that makes
no
sense.
Fuck?
And this girl comes over, it's gonna be like, capture the flag with electricity, and it's gonna be bad.
Of course, Lindsay played violent Red Rover. Like, Red Rover, let Sarah come over. And Sarah comes over and she just punches her in the face.
Yeah. I hated that game, by the way. So
that
violent.
Game sucked. It's so violent and it's so creepy.
And mean.
Yeah. Was it mean? I don't remember.
Well, because it's
Lindsay
clothesline some people so they can't join our side of the side. So then Carl is, so meanwhile, over on the side, because Paige and Lindsay are in like one area, and Carl is over in another area, and Carl goes, everyone, this is a classic Carl Radke speech, so everyone gather around.
Yeah, classic Carl Radke speech. Hey, you've been working hard all week.
I'm like trying to make a toast, like a literal toast, because I've had too many pancakes, so I'm trying to move on to toast. Can you just stop interrupting
me? Just do it, girl.
What is the problem?
Toast,
what is the problem? Like, literally, like, everyone's having a good time, more life, and you obviously have something to talk about, so, yeah.
You're inviting girls to the house next weekend?
Yeah, I'm not sure why you have a problem with that.
Because you're the one that I like, let's be romantic.
And I tried. I was just like me. I was being Carl. I'm me. Just trying to be me.
Like, I just like snap my fingers and be okay with it. And then you ask her out right in front of me. And then you invite this girl to the house. Fuck you, Lindsay.
Then we go to commercial and we come back. We get a close up of a sign that says tacos and points.
Sounds about right with these two. It's like a bunch of flappy tortillas chatting. So Carl's like, Lindsay. And she's like, you don't think my feelings are for fucking real? He's like, and my feelings are for real too. Yeah, very real too.
Yeah, like mine are real too. Yeah. We're going to be okay, Lindsay.
It's okay.
We're going to be okay.
We're going to be all right. He has that smile on his face like, More life. Like, everything's gonna be good. It'll just be fine. You're overreacting. You're a crazy woman. I'm gonna gaslight you right now. It's okay.
Yeah, he has that smile, like that stupid smile with his tongue bent, like he's holding water in his tongue, you know, like cupping water in his tongue. It's like, you have to respect me. If you're going to like slap me in the face, you're going to activate me, all right? He's like, what?
More life. Seriously? Like, at least I'm not a third stringer like Luke over there. Or like, below, he's a bottom decker, below decker of Vanderbilt rules, right?
You better grow some balls.
I have three of them. Trust me.
So then she's just like, what? So they go back to the house, and like Paige goes upstairs to talk to Perry. She's like, I'm just like resting for a second. How was today? He goes, it was fun, but I missed you. Wow, sparks. I mean, the chemistry is just off the charts with these two.
I know. And Paige is like, it's hard, but I'm trying to like balance my friends and my boyfriend, but I'm happy, and that's all that really matters. Ha.
Because I found this dress for $5 at TJ Maxx, and it looks great. So I'm at the top of the pyramid still. And then Jordan and Jules are like in the bedroom, and Jordan's like, Jules, don't you go into that bed. Don't you dare go into that bed.
Oh, God. Story of their life.
Yeah.
So then Lindsay comes home, and Amanda's like, are you okay, Lindsay? What's wrong? And they go into the closet for Lindsay to cry, and they've intelligently put a camera in the closet now, so Lindsay can no longer hide from it.
By the way, she chooses a different closet every episode now. She is really just trying them all out. She's like Goldilocks. So she's crying about Carl, like, oh, just my heart. I just feel like we're like getting back together, and then like everything getting back at like being like friends, and then like getting triggered. And they like cut to Carl in the living room with his shirt off doing some crazy like dance where his like leg is going up or his knee. It's just like some spastic shirtless Carl dance. I'm like, is this the person you're literally crying over right now, Lindsay?
Yep. So then Carl goes into the kitchen with Hannah and Luke, and Hannah's like, you good? He's like, oh, yeah. She goes, you always say you're good, like nothing happened. And he goes, what do you want me to say? And Luke tells him, do you want a drink? He goes, I'm good. And they're like, ha ha. Start laughing.
So Luke is like, you know, as much as I want to be fuck you to the dude, I like Carl. You know, and he just needs to chill the fuck out. Plus, he's, like, really not in my league, so what's the point of punching down? Am I right? So, we're going to have a chat. So, Luke and Carl, they go sit down out by the pool with drinks, and Luke's like, so, I clearly upset you with the whole Sarah thing on account of me being a male model and you just being tall and hairy. So, you know, I feel bad about that.
Look, buddy, you know, here's what I want. I'm not taking her on a date. You can look at my texts. They're harmless, okay? Here's my goal in this whole thing. It's better for me to hang out with someone who's older and hairier, all right? So whatever I need to do to smooth this over, just let me know.
Well, here's the thing. I, like, don't trust you at all. Like, obviously the whole Hannah thing, I'm very protective of Hannah. That's a new thing that I developed last episode. I suddenly am protective of Hannah. She's like my little sister, even though I don't actually really socialize with her that much on the show. But I'm very protective of her. I won't let anyone finger bang her unless it's going to be me. So... That's
yeah, and then there was like the Barry's girl Sarah, like that. So look, we weren't on the same page. I like I took it too far. Like, I like to get punchy and like I like to say mean things because that's fun. You know, like that's me being fun.
Yeah, it comes from a good place. Right. Comes from a good unemployed place. You know.
Luke's like, well, we should be on the same team, all right? I want to be in the foxhole with you. I don't want to fight you, hairy guy, all right? Come on. Will you or will you not be my friends, Chewy, all right?
And I think maybe around this point, Carl's realizing that having someone like Luke as a potential wingman could be really beneficial. So he's like, yeah, yeah, more life, friends to the end. I'm protective of Hannah all of a sudden, yeah. So the girls are talking about how Lindsay was crying and stuff like that in the closet. And then Kyle's walking around in Lindsay's Deb wig. He's like, yeah, I'm Deb. Love boy. And so...
So Hannah's like, away. So Amanda, how are you and Carl doing? And Amanda's like, are we not good? And everybody laughs at her because, like, she just stayed up all night fighting with her boyfriend again. And she's like, I mean, I know it's, like, not ideal, but, like... And Kyle comes in just then as Deb, and she's like, Kyle, could you leave? Go eat something.
He's like, oh, Amanda. So then I think she leaves then because he won't leave, so she leaves, and he's like, rah. So they both sort of like exit, and Paige is like, I just wish she could say that she's unhappy, because she's unhappy probably because her ensemble looks like she paid about $60 too much for it. Am I right? Dress for less. Yeah.
So then Kyle goes down into the kitchen with the man. This is this whole fucking show. This has got to stop, you two. I'm bored. Like, I'm officially bored with you two crazies.
Please break up.
So he follows her and he's like, all right, Amanda, I'm very sorry. Could I have called you? Yes, I could have called you. She goes, yeah, but last night when you said about wanting to be single, why would you say that, Kyle?
He's like, well, last night I balled over. I got freaked out. And I said mean things. Like, sometimes I feel like 90% of the fights could be alleviated when you get things done when they're supposed to be done. Like, and so he starts going on this whole thing again about how Amanda is that she's the head of content, but she hasn't posted anything on Instagram for a month. With Loverboy, she's not pulling her weight around the apartment, but with Loverboy or the wedding, whatever. And so she's like, listen, I have a full-time job and I just can't do Loverboy on top of the full-time job. So then Kyle's like, well, that's why I want you to quit. And I was thinking, finally, she quits Loverboy and she just focuses on her work and they can separate work from their relationship and things can be better. But then it becomes very clear that he's like, no, quit your full-time job and be full-time content creator for me on my fledgling startup that you already are not doing any work for. So just double down on that and let's make our relationship even worse, because all our stress is coming from our, like, the nexus of our relationship and work mixed together. So let's make that even more intense.
Yeah, sounds great. Great idea. And she's like, I don't know. Like, him asking me to leave my full-time job is me putting everything in. And he just said he wanted to be single. So cool, you two. Okay, the only thing that can be worse than this is Luke playing a guitar. So Luke, enter Luke.
Oh, guitar time. Yeah.
He's so, like, this song is, you're annoying, hold my beer. All right.
So Luke takes his guitar outside and he literally, this is the lyrics he comes up with. Oh, yeah. Coyotes howling over there.
Fuck you. I don't care. It's getting hard to stand. God, please help him. And then, Hannah just sits on his lap so he can't play anymore. He's like, are you trying to make out with me or stop the guitar? She's like, oh, just let's make out already. And she tells us, she's like, honestly, I could do without the guitar, but he did like this little tongue thing and then bit my tongue a little. I'm into it.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
So they finally start kissing and they're having like a pretty good kiss. And then Jordan and Jules are watching from the balcony and Jordan goes, hit the G string. You know, it's funny. It reminds me of one time I was hanging out with Fats Domino and he was like, hey, you got to meet this great sassy lady named Cheetah Rivera. Well, Cheetah came over and I said, you are a cheetah. Wow. So we went into the back room. We opened up a can of baked beans, fed each other them off each other's stomachs, and then had sex on top of a pile of baked beans. It was hot and spicy, much like the beans themselves.
Want to fuck now? No, Jules. God.
I was telling my baked bean story.
So then Hannah is, she runs to Paige. She's like, oh, kiss Luke. And Paige is like, so mad. And then Lindsay is talking to Jules. And Jules is like, you look so good, Lindsay. And Lindsay's like, oh my god, we look good times 10 because you're fucking good. Like, we're fucking good. We look good. We look good. We look good. And we look good. Look at yourself in the mirror. And Jules goes, we are hot hoes.
Yeah. So, speaking of hot hoes, that reminds me of one time I was hanging out with Kim Basinger. It's like, enough, Jordan. Enough.
Yeah, shut up, Jordan.
So now they go out to the Hatch Club, and they party, and they dance, and it's all fun. And then they're back at the house at, like, 1 a.m., and Carl gets into bed. They keep cutting to Carl being in bed, being like, I'm just, like, Carl 5.0, just wants to go to sleep right now, you know? So he gets into bed, but everyone else is partying. Luke and Hannah are hanging out in the backyard, and they start making out, basically, by the grill. The most romantic corner of the house is right by that grill. And then Jordan and Jules are skinny dipping, I think, or they're at least in the pool. I think they, what, does one of them say, let's get naked in the pool? I don't know if they actually are naked.
Yeah, they skinny dip and make out. And Kyle's in the fridge, like, eating. And he's like, dude, I'm just trying to eat to live my life, all right? He's talking to himself some more.
And then Amanda and Paige are in bed, and they're giggling. They're just, like, having fun time. And Kyle comes into the room and goes, babe, we're all dancing. And you're like, let's just be introverts. Losers. Burn.
So then it's time to go to sleep, and Luke has to go to bed again alone. Amanda or Hannah leaves him, and then Jordan and Jules are still in the pool making out, and Jules is like, "Wanna have sex in the pool?" And he's like, "I'm done. I'm done.
Very traumatic experience on the set of Splash with Daryl Hannah. She was practicing to be a mermaid, and I said, I could help you with that. Needless to say, things went downhill very quickly, and I can no longer have sex in water."
She's like, he still can't park the car in the garage. I'm just confused at this point. What are you confused about? You were someone with erectile dysfunction. You can't date someone with erectile dysfunction and then be shocked that their dick doesn't work. Okay?
Yeah, exactly. Especially when they're on camera and, like, people are watching them.
So then Paige and Hannah get up the next morning, and
Paige is so alarmed. Each other. When Paige wakes up, I don't think Paige realized what was happening, because she wakes up and she's still in her clothes from last night, which means that she was, like, maybe, like, just really drunk. So she wakes up and then she looks at Hannah like, what are you doing here? Why are you here in my Manhattan apartment? Oh my God. I'm in Manhattan. You're not Perry. Where am I? What's happening?
And Hannah's like, you're in your clothes from last night, stupid. So then Jordan kisses Jules. He's like, I love you. I love you. She's like, what did you just say? He's like, I meant I hate you. I hate you.
Hey, remember that time when I said I hate you 2 seconds ago? Because that totally happened.
It's opposites day. So Hannah and Luke are talking, and he's like, God, not laying. I'm still drunk. She's like, oh, that's what happens when you overindulge in alcohol. And even though you're a hot piece of meat, I'm not going to take advantage of you when you're drunk.
He's like, thanks so much. I wrote a song about it. It goes like this. There's a fox in the city, and it just got run over. The sadness.
Coyotes in the air, am I right? So then Danielle tells Lindsay they're getting dressed to go out, and she goes, I hate that dress, Lindsay. Can you return that? Lindsay goes,
Danielle's finest moment.
Lindsay goes, you hate it. She goes, look, I get triggered by Carl, okay? Because he, like, knows how to push your buttons. And, like, you wanted to put yourself through it. And here we are, you putting yourself through it. So, God, you're basically like a train that runs on time, okay? Fucking annoying.
He pushes my buttons, which is why I always get activated. Because I have so many activation buttons. Oh, you do not want to see me activated. So,
so Kyle tells Carl, dude, we missed you last night. Girl's like, oh, I'm, like, at my capacity with Lindsay. So, like, I left the group. Okay. Because, like, I get that asking her out at Barry's, asking Sarah out at Barry's wasn't the most respectful thing, bro. But
I do like Sarah, and I want to continue to follow that. So here's some more examples of Carl bullshit. Okay. He's saying that he went to sleep early because he hit his capacity with Lindsay, which is that he is, it's a subtle way of kind of, like, turning everyone against Lindsay. Like, oh, we're having so much fun. Oh, but Lindsay was, it's like Lindsay was ruining it because she was making Carl go to sleep early, right? Like, he's kind of, like, blaming his behavior on Lindsay and now saying it so that way the group kind of turns against Lindsay. And then he's also being like, he's doing this stupid earnest thing that he likes to do where he's like, I know it wasn't respectful, but I want to continue to follow that. Like, you know, almost as if, like, if he didn't ask Sarah out, he'd be depriving himself of, like, emotional growth. And that's all a lie. It's all a lie.
Yes, it's Carl.
It's like,
that's Carl for you.
Like, it should have been like asking, like, I know that asking Sarah out at that moment might not have been the most respectful thing, period. Not like, yeah. But I do like Sarah. No, it's like, period. It was the most disrespectful thing you could do at that moment. Yes.
Yeah, and then, of course, Kyle is also in the same boat of never learning a fucking thing. He's like, yeah, well, Amanda and I had a good chat, too. Like, you know, we had a lot of points of contention with her doing nothing and me needing more around the house. And so, you know, she's going to be stuck in my house now working with me full time. It's going to solve everything.
Yeah, he's like, that'll be the best thing ever for our friend, for our relationship. I'm like, good luck. Mm-hmm. So now it's time to pack for the city, which means we get some Trixie Monocle. Doing some classic, turn it up now, hey, turn it up now,
We're almost grown up, we're almost grown up, we're moving away to start a brand new day.
Like, they're 40, okay? They're grown up. They're officially grown up, Trixie. Okay, young Trixie.
So it's like Monday, we see Paige in a car with Perry, and she's like, my very own personal Uber driver. Yeah. That's right.
He's like, put your seatbelt on. She's like, oh, Dad.
And then Jules is taking a picture of a lady. And she's like, this is perfect. We're going to use this for our Instagram. Now we just have to start up an Instagram account. Great.
Then at Kyle and Amanda's apartment, he's like cutting tomatoes and making a steak. And she's like, hello.
And he's chosen the loudest dinner prep of all time. Everything is like sizzling and popping on the stovetop. It's like, he's like, so Amanda. Like, you know, the sound department was like, fuck this guy for sizzling a steak at this moment.
Yeah. He's like, aren't you glad you're going to marry someone who actually knows how to cook? It's like, you have a jar of mayonnaise out, sir, while you're making a steak. I'm not sure about this.
I'm actually not. I feel like there could be something very interesting with that.
They're not. No. It's not. Because they eat and then they both look at it for a long time first. And then they're like, huh.
So Kyle's like, yeah, my last name's Cook. Like, I literally know how to cook. So he's like, so here's what I was thinking about with the wedding. Okay. I really like cool flow, like ceremony, cocktail, reception, wait for it, after party. And so, like, you really like take your guests on this journey. And so, like, I say, do away with the sign seating. Let's have pure chaos. She's like,
Let's talk to my parents about it, Kyle, because, like, I don't know how they feel about people sitting wherever they want, Kyle.
Amanda, I want to know how you feel, not how your parents feel.
But they're paying, Kyle. They're paying for the wedding, Kyle.
So are my parents. So am I. Listen, if you're not stuck at a table, it's a game changer. It's a game changer.
Look, I know that, like, I don't know, because, like, I don't want to move forward with something I've not done, and it's not something I've imagined, Kyle.
It's like, he's just like, I just want credit, okay? Like, I'm just trying to say one thing. Can you bear with me? Like, I just want you to say, let's do it. Let's do it. I have this great idea that will totally revolutionize weddings, okay? No assigned seats.
It's like, no.
So then Carl shows up at Garden Bar. Yeah. He's like, can I have a glass of rosé? Actually, a double, make it a double. And like, yeah. A glass of Sauvignon Blanc. Can I have a glass of Sauvignon Blanc and a double glass of rosé?
Like, sir, that's fine, but could you please stop spitting all over this bar? Carl must be having a very difficult time during this, like, please don't transmit bodily fluids time in our lives right now. It's like, what? Like, I've actually reduced my spitting down to like 45%. It's really amazing. It's great.
Yeah. So now we get to see his date with Sarah.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, Carl really ups himself. Like, yeah. He can fuck this up in 5 seconds. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So she comes in and she's like, I'm tired. And he goes, you don't look tired. And I just wrote, she really does. She looks exhausted, and she looks like it's 20 degrees outside. She has blue lips. Like, what is wrong with her? What's wrong with Sarah? Someone help her.
And he's telling us, he's like, well, I have some post-Lindsay traumatic stress disorder, and I just, like, I just want to take things slow, no matter who it is, you know? So, he tells her, I was like, there's no way this girl would ever give me a chance to go on a date with her, and then you did. So, like, I'm just, like, sweet Carl, just like your best sweet friend, boyfriend, right? Like, just a sweet guy, like, who's just so humble. Never think that you would ever take me on a date. Like, I can't believe it. I'm nervous. My heart's going pitter-pat. Yeah.
By the way, you just bought me 2 glasses of rosé and a glass of Sauvignon Blanc. Would you like to put something else on your check?
Okay. Yeah, just want you to know, I'm a little nervous because normally I'm used to a pancake date, and so it's weird to be out at
past 10 a.m. on a date. So, you know, school.
So then we cut to Lindsay, who's on a date with a cheese ball of her own named Steven. He's like, oh, hey.
He's like,
I'm like chunky modern Fisher Stevens.
Chunky modern Fisher Stevens with Ryan Cabrera's old hair. He's like, yeah, remember that hairstyle from 2004 that was cool for a second? I'm keeping it alive.
And Lindsay's saying things like, your beer, not my cup of tea. Like, I only like sweet men, not sweet beer. What? Nailed it.
So then we go back to Carl, and he's like, so, I want to know more about what makes you tick, Sarah. She's like, well, I really want a partner in life. Like, you know, partner in crime, we could do things together. And Carl's like, yeah. I want my relationships to be easy. Like, the longest relationship I've had has been less than a year, right? So, doesn't reflect on me at all.
It's like, yeah, like, when I show interest, it's like 0 to 160 seconds. Like, in 2 months, I'm supposed to be dating you. And she goes, oh, so you don't see us dating in 2 months? And he's like, No, I do.
I do. Like, pancakes. Like, so many pancakes. More life. Like, just have fun. Let's have fun. And she's like, so are we not dating now? He's like, bro.
What a fail. What a huge failure.
By the way, it's not a crazy thing that after 2 months you start to become exclusive. I'm sorry. Like, 2 months is a totally, like, appropriate on-schedule time to become exclusive with someone. So for him to be like, you know, like, it's crazy. Everyone's like, within 2 months, I'm supposed to be, like, exclusive with you. I was like, yeah, that's pretty standard, Carl.
And I like when she said, so you don't see us dating in 2 months? He goes, I do see us trying to date in 2 months.
Trying to date. Can you believe that?
God, what a horrible moron person. So Lindsay's playing darts now with her guy, Steven. And he's like, so what was intriguing about me? How did I end up here? I was like, oh god, it's a Renfair guy. You just fucking know that this is a Renfair guy. And Lindsay's like,
well, I thought that guy is hot, and he's like emotionally in tune, and I mean, people are not on my level, but like, you put it out there like I put it out there, the fuck yeah, blow my dart.
She's like, blow it. And then he's like, okay, but only if you blow mine. She's like, okay. And then he hits a bullseye. She goes, shut the fuck up. And then just starts making out with him like crazy. That's my blow. That's my blow. So Carl.
So he's like, I want another date with you. She's like, yeah. And they make out. So we cut back to Carl.
Yeah, and he's like, so I don't want to make it, feel like we're putting on the gas pedal going 100 miles per hour, but I do want to invite you out to the summer house, like, next weekend. I'm like, here's the problem, Carl. You're always saying how you don't want to go fast. You don't want to go fast, but then you invite these women over for an entire weekend at your house in the Hamptons. That is literally the definition of going 0 to 100.
Yeah, but he's already told her, apparently. She goes, we initially talked about this weekend, so why are you being hesitant? Because I guess he was going to take her this weekend.
Yeah.
And instead now he's trying to change it till a week later, and he's like, I just, like, it's a lot of pressure, like, when you bring someone over, like, for a lot of reasons, like, having a guest, or, she goes, well, that freaks me out when you do something like,
we're just having fun, sir. Oh, we're just having fun.
And she's like, well, I'm frustrated that you invite me and then you do something like this.
Yeah. And like, if he had been
what is this?
If he had been upfront and said, honestly, I was dating someone in the house and then we broke up, and so if I brought you around, she would probably like feel a certain sort of way, but I think if we give it like just one more week, she'd feel better. I think if he'd been upfront like that, she would have understood it, but he just says something vague like, oh, there's a lot of pressure. It sounds like this bullshit. So she's like, fuck this guy. Fuck him, you know?
Yeah, she's like, well, you say that relationships don't work out, so maybe that has something to do with it. He goes, oh, relationships don't work out for me? She goes, yeah, okay, you know what? I'm going to go home now. Bye.
She's
like, just gets up and walks off.
She just is like, bye. She's like, I see through all your bullshit, and the next Simply PB Shake is not on the house. You're paying for that shit. Wow. More life. Carl's just sitting there looking like an idiot.
Oh my god, what a fucking fool this guy.
This is hilarious.
And that's it. That was the episode of Summer House. So everyone, remember to come join us tonight on Instagram Live, where we'll be doing our quarantine live show of Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Yes, everybody. Thanks for being here. We sure love ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Stay warm for a while. 18 degrees on Saturday. Cooler, though, as we head through the week across all areas.
Hey,
have a good afternoon.
What's this? It's all right. Daddy's here. Come on. What's this?
You might be surprised to know that you can get de facto five-star life insurance from Aviva from just £5 a month. Yep, thought so.
Don't put it off. Get a life insurance quote today. Direct at aviva.co.uk.
Plot twists. We're obsessed with them.
In film, life and love, they turn up everywhere.
Join us as we meet with TV and film stars to ask them about their favourite plot twists, both on and off screen.
We'll be talking to the likes of Carl Pilkington,
David Schwimmer and Nick Mohammed,
and Danny McBride and Edie Patterson.
So, expect the unexpected.
And hopefully some behind-the-scenes nuggets you've never heard before.
Join us,
Tom and Fran,
for the Plot Twist Podcast.
Subscribe now.